Out. Namaste and blessings, Sadgurunath Maharaj. Today, the Swami welcomes you with great love and great respect from the heart of all. Welcome to Meditative Living with the Swami Shivananda Giri, bringing you the blessings, the teachings, and the Shakti of this lineage in the system of Mahadeva Mahayoga established by this Swami's Guru, His Holiness Mahamandaleshwar Paramahamsa Swarupananda Vishwaguru Maharaj of Los Angeles, California, who in 2007 became the very first white-skinned American-born human being invited into the rank of the 80 Mahamandaleshwars, whose dharma or duty it is to disseminate and defend Sanatana Dharma on this particular planet. Sanatana Dharma, also more commonly referred to as Hinduism, is what we speak of. We speak from the philosophical tradition of Kashmiri Shaivism from the area of Kashmir. Today, we shall continue our work with the Chittakasha Gita of Bhagwan Nityananda of Ganesh Puri. Bhagwan Nityananda was guru to the guru of this Swami's guru. So it is through his blessings and his Shakti that all that has come to pass around the world in numerous different traditions and methods has had effect. He himself was not one to sit and give long discourses on topics and such. He was a very, very quiet person, simply radiating Shakti and giving instructions and corrections and inspirations as necessary to the individuals involved. Today, we begin from verse 248. Oh, one other point on this, in case you're new to this. Nityananda, as mentioned previously, didn't speak all that much. What happened was one of his disciples, a woman named Tulsi Amma, began an approximately 7-year project of writing down the things that Nityananda would say, and then put them into a collection, which then, through Nityananda's blessing, became published as the Chittakasha Gita of Bhagwan Nityananda of Ganeshpur. Now, verse 248. Nityananda said, "Think and think about Brahman. Mind, though seemingly different, is one and one only. Mind, when it is one-pointed, is great indeed. This mind is the eternal mind. This eternal mind has supreme joy and happiness. This eternal mind is called Chittakash, or conscious space. A clean mind is this clean space. A clean space is siddhi, or fulfillment, perfection. This clean space is yoga, union with God. This clean space is the heart. When you move in this clean space, it is the fulfillment. When you move in this clean space, the difference between you and I will vanish. In this clean space is mukti, or liberation from bondage, bhakti, selfless love for God, shakti, energy, and the path suitable for all. This clean space is in buddhi, or intellect. When the jiva, or individual, soul, within the Christian understanding, when the jiva dwells in this clean space, the attachments to sense diminish. This is the Brahmarandra, the cavity in which Brahma dwells within the head. What is called Raja Yoga, or royal yoga, is above the neck. What is called the color cavity is above the neck. The commentary. Think and think within yourself about Brahman. Though seemingly minds of men and women seem to be different, they are one and one only. The seeming difference is a delusion. Realizing the one in the many is seeing the Atman in all. When the desires are annihilated, all minds will seem to become one. Mind is without form. Mind is in the form of air. Mind, when it is one-pointed, is very great indeed. One-pointed mind is the eternal mind. Eternal mind is nothing but supreme joy. Eternal mind is called Chittakash, the consciousness space. A pure mind is always in a pure Chittakash. The realization of Chittakash is the fulfillment of all humans' goal, which is mukti, or freedom. Chittakash is yoga. In other words, the place where jiva realizes Shiva. What is called Chittakash is the heart. By concentration upon the heart space, a man or woman can attain heart space and cast off this ego. The feeling it is you and it is I will vanish when jiva is one in this heart space. In this pure space is mukti, the jiva's emancipation from the bondage of birth and death. Bhakti, pure selfless love for the divine. Shakti, which is energy, and the path suitable for all. Pure space is in the buddhi, the highest intellect. When the jiva dwells wholly in this pure space, the attachment to sense objects will be burnt away. This pure space is what we call Brahmarandra, the cavity at the end of the Sushumna canal in the spinal column. What is called Raja Yoga is above the neck. That is, when the coiled up energy in man, the Kundalini, rises through the Sushumna, the subtle channel within the spinal column, above the neck. A man will step into the domain of Raja Yoga in that place. When the Kundalini does not rise above the neck through the Sushumna, we call such a yogi a Hatha Yogi. What is called Varnaradra, the color cavity, is also above the neck. When the Kundalini rises to Varnaradra, light of various colors are seen within the head. This Swami would assume that that bit stands on its own with no need for further elucidation. Verse 249. Nityananda said, mantra is this Brahmarandra, the Brahma cavity. Mantra is the minister to prana. This prime minister of prana is Atma Bindu, the point of individuation, which is spaceless, timeless, and causeless. In the midst of this is eternal mantra. In the midst of this is Chittakash. This Chittakash is Chit, C-H-I-T, eternal mind. This is supreme joy. This is the supreme medicine. This supreme medicine is the supreme guru, whose mantra is Tat Tvam Asi, thou art that. The commentary. The mantra is this Brahmarandra. The aim and end of all mantras is direct realization. When the Kundalini reaches Brahmarandra in the head, God realization is complete. Hence, Brahmarandra is the mantra. Mantra is the minister to prana, just as a minister is great in his carrying out of duties. This minister is great in its way to God realization. This minister of prana is Atma Bindu, the Atma point, which is spaceless, timeless, causeless, and deathless. In the midst of this is the eternal mantra. By continuous practice, when the Atma Bindu is visible to the spiritual eye, nada, or various sounds, is heard incessantly. This nada is the eternal mantra. In the midst of this mantra is Chittakash. Chittakash is chit, or consciousness. Chittakash is supreme joy. Chittakash is the supreme medicine to annihilate the cycle of death and birth. All our vasanas, or desires, will vanish when supreme joy is realized. Supreme joy is the supreme medicine. This supreme medicine is the supreme guru. Like a medicine, the guru remedies all the defects of the disciple. Mantra of that guru. Like a medicine, the guru mantra of this guru is Tat Tvam Asi, thou art that. Guru is he or she who leads the disciples to this point. Kindly allow this Swami to step away from the text for a moment. In traditional texts, the term guru will be used again and again and again and again with varying differences in its context. So while guru may be referring to the physical human who teaches and assists others to reach their very same state of conscious awareness, guru may also mean that which was never born, that which has no limitation in it, and that which can never die. This is also called guru. Verse 250. Nityananda said, "Why is man called man? The true man is he who ruminates or thinks deeply. If you do not know the path leading to Brahman, you will be born again and again. If you do not attend this party, you will have no contentment. This contentment consists in doing your duty without attachment to the results. This non-attachment to results of actions is called mukti, or freedom. It is also called the supreme joy. The supreme position is Shiva Shakti. Shiva Shakti is the knower of both the visible and the invisible." The commentary. Why is man called man? Man is so called if he performs rumination, deep thinking. The true man is he who practices. Man, if he is to be man, must think deeply about God. Else, a man is no better than a beast. Unless you come to know the path leading to God, you will be born again and again. If you do not attend the party, you will have no contentment. If you know the path, you will achieve peace of mind. Because it is attached to so many things of the world, it has no peace. If it is unattached to anything, it will have peace. If it is unattached to anything, it will have peace. That is why the sages declare Shakti is in Niskam. Bliss is in renunciation. Non-attachment is Mukti, freedom, or fulfillment. fulfillment. Non-attachment is supreme joy. There is no hell other than desire. It is desire that leads to misery within this world. And these desires have no end. They go on multiplying. With the result, the mind suffers great misery for the fulfillment of desire. Desirelessness is the supreme joy. Supreme joy is Shiva Shakti. Shiva Shakti is the knower of both the visible and the invisible. Shiva Shakti is all-pervading and all-powerful. Verse 251. Nityananda said, Atma is not perceived by the senses. Atma is quite different from the senses. It is perceptible to jnana. Jnana is highest knowledge. It is free from the body idea. Those are yogis who know the true nature of the senses and behave according to that knowledge. Those are called the Mahatmas, the great souls. What they utter is Veda. They are like the seeds of the tamarind fruit. The tamarind matter is sticky to the touch, but the seed is perfectly pure. The heart of a Mahatma is like the tamarind seed, perfectly pure. These Mahatmas are ever young. For a jnani, a knower, there is no age idea. The commentary. Atma cannot be perceived by the senses. Atma is quite different from the senses. Atma is perceptible only to jnana, the direct knowledge. Atma is completely free from the body idea. Those who know the true nature of the senses and act according to that knowledge are true yogis. Such men and women will not fall prey to the enchantment of the senses. Such men and women are Mahatma, great souls. What they utter is Vedanta, or the end of the Vedas, the complete Veda, or truth. They are so immersed in divinity, they cannot but express the highest truth. Such men and women are like the seeds of the tamarind fruit. The tamarind is sticky to the touch, but the seed is perfectly pure and clean. Similarly, jnanis, though they are in this world, enjoying all legitimate pleasures, are not attached to anything. The heart of the Mahatma, like the tamarind seed, is perfectly pure. Such Mahatmas are ever young. For jnani, the knower, there is no age. Jnana, the truth about God, transcends time, space, causation, and endings. For God is timeless, causeless, spaceless. Sonic, let's go ahead and run the bottom of the hour break, and we will be back with verse 252 of the Chittakasha Gita in just a bit here on Meditative Living.
Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva Jiva, Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva Jiva, Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva Jiva, Om Namah Shivaya, Shiva Jiva.
Namaste and blessings. Thank you so very much for allowing this Swami the pleasure of giving you the wisdom contained within the Chittakasha Gita of Bhagwan Nityananda of Ganesh Puri. May Bhagwan be pleased with this Swami's efforts. Verse 252, Nityananda said, fill a lamp with oil and light the wick. When the oil becomes less, the wick goes lower and lower, and the light becomes less and less. If you again supply the lamp with oil and light the wick shines as before. Similar is the internal life of a jnani. Their mental life is like butter placed in water. The butter does not sink in the water. It floats above water. The body is like the water, and the butter, the soul. The subtle intelligence should be concentrated in the head. The intelligence should be concentrated at the top of the sushumna. Both the mind and the buddhi, or the intellect, should be in the head. The mind must be in the buddhi, and the buddhi in the mind. Discrimination is from buddhi, and from discrimination is effected the union of Jivatman and Paramatman. The commentary. Fill a lamp with oil and light the wick. When the oil becomes less and less, wick goes lower and lower, and the light becomes less and less. If you again supply the lamp with oil and light the wick, the light shines same as it was before. Similar is the inner life of the Gyani, or knower. Faith is the wick. And bhakti, selfless love, is when the bhakta becomes more and more. The light of jnana grows brighter and brighter. Similarly, the vice versa. The heart of jnanis is like butter placed on water. The butter does not sink in the water, but it floats. Likewise, though jnanis are in the world, the heart, or the butter, the subtle intelligence, should be in the head. This intelligence should be at the top of the Sushumna canal. Both the mind and buddhi should be in the head. These are the true characteristics of a jnani. The buddhi is in the mind, and the mind is in the buddhi, buddhi meaning highest intellect. Mind and buddhi must be one. Then only can the highest state of spirituality be experienced directly. Discrimination is from buddhi, and from discrimination, one effects the union of jivatman, the individuated unit of consciousness, with Paramatman, the source and full consciousness. Verse 253. Nityananda said, from one coconut, many coconuts are produced. If you cut the trunk of the coconut tree at the bottom, the production of coconut ceases. Vasana, or attachment, which is like the trunk, should be cut at the root by the axe of discrimination. Then comes peace. The characteristics of sadhu guna, sattva guna, and peace, and all such qualities, come only from non-attachment. When buddhi becomes steady, it is called sattva guna. Sat, or truth, is like letters engraved in stone. The talk of the worldly is like letters scratched on chalk. The commentary. From the coconut, many, many, many coconuts are produced. For one of true jnana, many jnanis are produced. If you cut the trunk of the coconut tree at the bottom, well, the production of the coconuts ceases. Desire is like the trunk of the coconut tree and should be cut at the root by the help of the axe of discrimination. Unless desires are completely annihilated, they will show signs of life. When desires are completely destroyed, a man attains peace, or a woman. A human will attain sadhugwam, sattvaguna, and shanti, or peace, and all such qualities after attaining non-attachment. When the buddhi, or highest intellect, is steady, it is called sattva-guna. Sat, or truth, is like letters engraved in stone. Sat is imperishable, everlasting. The talk of the worldly is like letters scratched on a chalk slab. Sat, or truth, remains honored at all times. The talk of the worldly is soon forgotten. Verse 254. Nityananda said, once the well should be emptied of its water, all the mud should be removed. The water, then becomes its purest. Jnana, or knowledge, is like this water. Once you burn away the thought of I and mine, then non-attachment to the objects of the senses will result of its own accord. The commentary. Once a well is emptied of its water, all the mud should be removed. The water which then comes from the well is the purest. Man or woman in the beginning is not pure. By constant sadhana, humans must burn away the impurities within them. The mind must be purified of its desires. The knowledge, jnana, which then results, is very pure, like the water in the well after the cleaning. Once and for all, the feeling of I and mine should be burnt. When this is done, the knowledge of highest truth is the only result of its own accord. Sadhu guna, sattva guna, and peace and all such qualities will be attained without any effort. God will be seen in each and every object everywhere at all times. For this state to be attained, complete renunciation of sensual pleasure is absolutely necessary. Kindly allow this Swami to add a bit here. In order for any human to reach the fully perfected state and its attributes, you must come to the point where nothing but that will do. You must seek that more intensely than the drawing of the next breath. Then there is a transition. When it is beginning to happen, then the seeking and the striving is no longer necessary, and one can rest, and no further effort is required. That, then, is referred to as sahaj samadhi, or effortless, natural absorption in the all. Verse 255. Nityananda said, when a man has learnt to write on paper, he need not practice writing on sand spread on the ground. Similarly, when a man has attained Brahman, which is without quality, he does not descend to Brahman with qualities. Once the milk has been changed into buttermilk, can buttermilk then be again converted into milk? The commentary. When a man has learnt to write on paper, he doesn't need to practice writing on sand spread on the ground. He is skilled. He can apply his knowledge very well. Similarly, when a man has attained Brahman with attributes, he does not descend to Brahman with attributes. Brahman without attributes is higher than Brahman with attributes. When a higher state is reached, nobody cares to descend to a lower state. When milk has been changed to buttermilk, it cannot again be transformed into plain milk. Verse 256, Nityananda said, those who have come to buy the milk should not ask what the price of the cow is. Similarly, those who hanker after Atma should not bother themselves about Atman. That is like the dry kernel within the coconut. He should have no attachment to the body. When the rope is burnt to ashes, it cannot be made into a rope again. No man with this knowledge can be evil to another man. A man is good or evil according to his own thinking. When we say some other man is the cause, it has a subtle meaning. A boat must be pushed off with the hand if it is to move. Similarly, there must be someone as guru in order to attain Atma knowledge. When the boat has reached the opposite bank, the boatman's help is no longer needed. How the boat is in the water, so is the Atma in the body. Suppose the feet are dirty with mud. In order to wash off the mud, we must go to a place where there is water. If you fear to touch the water, how can the mud be washed away? You cannot produce sound with one hand only. When both hands strike each other, then you are conscious of an energy. Sound is produced. Although all fingers are not of the same size, when you take meals, they come to the one size. So, when your experience ripens, you see the one, indivisible. Faith in the guru is like the cry of a jackal. Just as the cry of all jackals is similar, so also the hearts of all sadhus are similar. The water in the well is the same at all levels. There are two waters in the same well. So also the life energy is the same in both mobile and immobile beings. Likewise, the energy in the sun and moon is the same Atma in space, and space is in Atma. Those who have realized this will sing with joy. They know the Ananda Kundalini, the joy-producing energy within man. They will try to discover where this Kundalini is. They will join it by pranayama after finding it out. They must join it by repeatedly performing pranayama. They must realize bhakti. They must realize mukti. They must conquer both birth and death and forget all. One must conquer death and things allied to it. One must understand the true nature of maya. One should realize Nityananda, which means eternal joy. O mind, become one with this eternal joy. Enjoy such a mind which has become one with the eternal supreme being. O mind, the external world must melt and become one with this eternal joy. Become one with the supreme being, the external supreme being, one who has become one object of his birth. One must concentrate to become one with the supreme. One must become one with the supreme. Wakefulness, dream state, and sleep state must meld in the supreme and become as one. The power of discrimination is the key of self-knowledge, and that key must always be in the hand. Just as a man possessing a treasure box must be very careful about the key to the box, so also buddhi, or highest intellect, must be concentrated in the brain. The water is hot only so long as it is kept on fire. But when the vessel is kept on the ground, the water becomes cool. Our buddhi must be like the water placed over fire. Similarly, faith should be constant. Jiva, the individual, is like a calf tied in a room. The calf is always very eager to go out of the room. So also, jiva is very eager to drink jnana, or knowledge, which is like amrita, or ambrosia. The commentary. Why should a man who has come to buy milk ask about the price to buy the cow? Similarly, why should a man who hankers after the realization of the soul be bothered about the body? It is none of his business to think of the body. The man of realization is like the dry kernel in the coconut. He is non-attached to the body. Once the rope is burnt to ashes, it cannot again be made use of. Once the desires are burnt, they do not trouble us again. When a human has become a perfect jnani, he cannot descend to materialism again. No man or woman of this nature can do evil to another. Good and evil are our own creations. It is a delicate matter, indeed, to blame another. A boat, to set it into motion, must be given a push at the beginning. The seeker of self-realization requires a guru to give him the start in spirituality. When the boat reaches the other bank, the boatman's help is no longer necessary. When God realization is complete, the guru's help is no longer needed. How does the boat float in water? Well, so is the Atman, the soul within the body. The boat, though in the water, is separate from the water. The Atman, though it dwells in the body, is separate from the body. Atman is not attached to the body. Suppose the body is dirty with mud. In order to wash it, we must go to a place where there is water. In order to purify the mind, we must have recourse to some sort of sadhana or practice. If a man is afraid to practice the sadhana, then how can the mind be purified? It cannot. How can such a one realize God? They cannot. By one hand only, sound cannot be produced. When both hands come into contact with each other, sound is produced. When jiva, the individual, and Shiva, the all, are separate, or when mind and buddhi are separate, a man sees all around him, but in error. When together, that supreme power which governs the entire universe is seen. Although all the fingers of the buddhi are separate, a man sees all around him that supreme power. When a man takes his meals, although the fingers are of different sizes, the fingers adjust themselves to the proper size. Similarly, our senses, though seemingly different at first, transform themselves into the one. When jiva realizes Shiva, senses then merge in the Atman. Faith in the guru is like the cry of a jackal. When one jackal begins to cry, the other jackals follow suit. When one disciple displays exemplary faith in the guru, other disciples follow in those footsteps. The cry of all jackals is similar. Similarly, all sadhus or saints are the same internally. The water in a well is the same at all levels. Water is not of two kinds in the same well. Likewise, life energy is the same in all mobile and immobile beings. There is no difference in the energy of the sun and that of the moon. All difference is mental delusion. Atman is in space, and space is in Atman. That is, Atman and space are the same. Those who have realized the oneness of the Atman and space are full of divine bliss. Such humans will experience the same. They will experience the supreme pleasure of Ananda Kundalini, the joy-producing power in humans. Such people will know Ananda Kundalini. By practice, such people will gain bhakti, selfless love for the divine, and mukti, or fulfillment, freedom. Such people must transcend the cycle of birth. Such people must understand their supreme position in God. They must understand the true nature of Maya, or the appearance of separateness. They must realize Nityananda, eternal joy. O mind, digest this eternal joy. Enjoy the eternal joy. Drink the pleasure of Taraka Brahma, bliss of Kundalini due to Taraka in the head. O mind, let the external world be in the head. Let Taraka be full of power which pervades the entire universe. Those have realized this bliss are above death and birth. They have accomplished the object of life. We must concentrate our minds. Let the Kundalini be raised in the head. We must be one with the three qualities, wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. The power of discrimination is the key to self-knowledge. That key must be always in hand. The sharp intellect is of vital importance in self-knowledge. Without the sharp intellect, one cannot gain complete knowledge of the self. The sharp intellect is like the key to a lock, and we must always use it to our best advantage. Just as a man must be very careful about the key to his treasure box, so also a man must be very careful about his buddhi in the head. A man must always concentrate on it. The moment our attention is withdrawn, it slackens. The buddhi in the mind is like the water placed over fire. Buddhi must always be alert and faultless. Similarly, Shraddha, or faith, must be carefully guarded. The jiva, the individuated unit of consciousness, is like a calf tied up in a room. The calf is the jiva, and the room is the body. The calf is always eager to go out of the room. So also, jiva is very eager to drink the nectar of knowledge. Jiva is very eager to be one with Shiva. Kindly allow this, Swami, to thank you for allowing this, Swami, to be of service. Should you wish to come to know more about this Swami or the path of Mahadeva Mahayoga, kindly click on www.meditativeliving.info. Not .com.org or .net, meditativeliving.info. At that website, you will find this Swami's personal email address. Use it. Got a question, a comment, a complaint, an idea? This Swami looks forward to hearing from you and will respond. Sonic, thank you so much for facilitating once again to perfection today's meditative living. We will see you all next week. Same Bhagwan time, same Bhagwan channel. Om.